Studies show that 10 out of 10 broadcasting professors prefer shows with openings that actually introduce the people who will be speaking to you for the subsequent half hour. I'm Daniel Uhlenberg.
And I'm Andy Schachter.
And this is the Pierce College Daily News Hour. There was a little goofy mix-up last Tuesday when the cruel machinations that keep beautiful Pierce College churning ground to a halt after a high schooler on a guided tour of our flawless campus dropped a penny down into the forbidden hole. The penny lodged itself in the cogs that grind beneath the quad in a chasm not unlike a dwarven mine in its vastness and spectacle. The jam belched forth a roaring groan that resonated through the beautiful Pierce College campus like an earthquake or rapture, silencing birds and severing leaves from the umbilical branches of lurching, retching trees. The flags hung dead at half-mast as the chasm, something of a divine reprimand, began snaking its way through campus, sucking person after person into the inky, unfeeling blackness, as the void permeated the veil of our comfortable half-hearted denial. The glacial trudge of the void was not deterred or swayed by our pithy tears and wailing. There was no alarm. There was no use. There was only the creeping death and resignation of those unlucky enough to behold the glory of the looming obsidian conclusion to their short, cosmically meaningless lives. Film Club's fundraiser was a huge success. Food and fun was shared as the club racked up $200, which will go toward film screenings in the Great Hall.
Beautiful Pierce College's astrophysics department held a party last weekend for, and bear with me on this, time travelers. That's right, time travelers. Their plan was to have a party and not tell anyone in hopes that in the future, time travelers would be able to attend the party and thus prove the existence of time travel in the foreseeable future. Of course, however, nobody attended the event, not because time travel is impossible, but because Greg was going to be there.
And now it is time for Lessons from My Father. Lessons from My Father. Stop it. Get out of my office. Are you still crying? Go away. This has been Lessons from My Father.
And now, it's time for sports.
Sports? Sports! Air horn, air horn! Okay.
In sports news, Pierce College student Michelle Harris made a new school record last Friday night at the school sports match against Valley College Junior. It was at this game that Harris made a play from 3 fathoms out, and then did a thing from the three-point line, immediately followed by more thing.
Wait, that's not right.
Yeah, who wrote this piece? Who's our sports correspondent?
Shoot. It says Kevin Green, the intern.
Well, tell Kevin he won't be getting his bowl of intern feed for a few days now.
Don't make me talk to Kevin.
What happened to our last correspondent? What was her name?
Oh, Sarah. She broke. We took her to one of those fix-your-phone booths in the mall, but nothing.
Oh, okay. That's a shame. I like Sarah.
Yeah, she was all right.
Yeah, our thoughts and prayers go out to Sarah and her family.
Yeah, thoughts and prayers. This week, we have a segment called Wait, What? Where we get to the bottom of modern miracles. This week, birds. Wait, what? There's been a bit of a panic in my neighborhood recently, and I've noticed it spreading to the haven that is the Pierce College campus. A lot of you have been noticing these fluttering creatures of variable size, usually ranging from that of a human thumb to that of a mid-sized hawk. They zip around overhead, only pausing to fix themselves atop elevated areas, stare us down, and scream. A lot of you guys have been emailing me asking, wait, what? So, good news, you can stop that now, because I've gotten to the bottom of it. These things are called birds, and they are completely normal. Webster's Dictionary defines a bird as anything that flies. Now, these creatures obviously fit into that category, so it's no wonder that they've been assigned that label. However, lots of things fly. Insects, paper, magnets. How are we supposed to identify what kind of birds these are? Well, take a close look at them. Is it black? Is it loud and/or noisy? Are its wings violently spinning above it like a cyclone or a really good DJ's turntable? Most likely, what you're looking at is one of two things, a helicopter or a crow. Is it small, Is it sucking the nectar from flowers? Can it fly backwards? Well, that's probably a hummingbird. Now, is it chasing you around campus? Is it swooping down from the heavens and picking your fellow Brahmas up like rag dolls and tossing them high into the periwinkle abyss above for later consumption? Most likely that's also a hummingbird. You'll want to stay away from that kind. This concludes this week's episode of Wait, What? Thanks for taking this little minute to explore with me.
Now, in weather-related news, a small group of conspiracy theorists have begun to regularly meet by the Doomsday Sundial on campus to discuss the sudden influx of water falling from the sky over Los Angeles. As many of you know, this is a very unorthodox event, and many are blaming the Illuminati mole people for conducting this bizarre shift in climate. Now, we get it. They've done this kind of thing in the past, but I have a friend who's a mole person, and he swears it's not them. So, I don't know. I trust him. This Friday, the conspiracy theorists are meeting up by the sundial for a sacrificial goat ceremony to make the rain, rain, go away, and come again another day. There'll be free cookies and pizza rolls, so be sure to stop on by.
Oh, this one's fun. It's time for the Kids Corner. Today we have two submissions from a couple of our more agedly challenged listeners. Let's have a listen to what the little tykes sent in. The first submission is from Josie, age 9. It reads,
"Hello, my name is Josie. I'm 9 years old. I have a cat named Butterscotch. What is your cat's name?"
That's adorable. She's so precious. Well, Josie, I don't have a cat, but if I did, I suppose I'd name him Tiger.
Tiger's a good one. I like Tiger.
Because, you know, he's a cat, too.
Yeah.
Thanks for writing in, Josie. Our next submission comes from Jacob, age 8. Oh, Jacob sent a little poem for us to read. He says, "Here's a little poem for you to read. I hope you like it." It goes...
"The Ides of March, unholy blade, heed me now, Caesar is slain. Mothers hide babes snug in their breast, lest they join Caesar in eternal rest. The tide has come to cull and reap, and history's secrets forever keep. The wheel it turns with nary a stop, but those whom it crushes will soon be on top."
That's great, Jacob. You gotta love the imagination of a kid.
Oh yeah.
Sounds like something that you would have written in back in your phase.
Oh,
Andy.
Yeah, definitely. Today's show is brought to you by ultraviolet radiation. Watch out, it's a silent killer.
You just wanted to take a little second to plug ultraviolet radiation.
Yeah, it hurts, guys. It's serious.
Yeah, moderation, key to everything.
Wear sunscreen all the time.
Which reminds me of the next segment called "Please Help Me, Daniel." An advice column. "Please help me, Daniel. I'm stuck. I've fallen down into this hole and my ankle. I don't know what to do, what to do. I'm calling out, but nobody listening. Nobody is answering." That's from Marilyn S. in Rancho Cucamonga. Huh. Well, that sucks, Marilyn. If you're courageous enough, I'd highly recommend just snapping that whole ankle off. You know, you can't be held back by an ankle you don't have. You have two of them. They're like kidneys. You don't really need them. You got a spare. Frankly, I'd say that if you're in this situation and you keep both your ankles, that's just greed at work.
That's just a waste of time.
That's a waste of time and money.
Yeah. Now it's time for the live weather report with Andy Schachter. I'll be right back. It's still raining.
Okay, thanks, Andy. This next segment is called Campus Fun. I scoured the Pierce College campus for the most fun places as reported by the students here. I recorded a little review at each place, and I want you guys to listen to it so you don't have to waste your time walking from place to place and having fun for yourselves. Let's give it a little go.
I'm here in a parking lot, the parking lot of Pierce College. Already a good start to the day, good start to the campus. Lots of blacktop because, well, that's where you park your car. Lines are all straight, which is good. Helps you out. Little narrow, but you know, that's how you fit the most cars in there. It's very economical. It's well thought out. Some of the cars could have parked straighter, but you win some, you lose some, you know. At the Pierce College pool now, they're undergoing the annual refilling procedure where they call down pool water from the sky to help get the pool back up to its normal self. It's really a sight to behold. I'm getting very wet, and I don't like it.
And turn to page 32. We're going to take a look at...
I'm here in the Pierce College classroom. This is class 8300. It's a lot of fun in here. It's fun... Excuse me, Professor, could you turn it down?
Excuse me. I'm teaching here.
Oh, they don't like me that much. I'm gonna book it, but this is... I'd give it an 8 out of 10. Here in the bathroom now, I'm going to give it about a 7 out of 10. There are a couple of cigarette butts and... Oh, sorry.
Okay.
I'm almost done.
I'll just...
Right. She's all yours, pal.
There you go. All in all, I'm pretty happy with the Pierce campus. Not so happy with the bathroom. Wish people, you know, would understand when somebody's trying to record a show in there, not walk in to, and can you believe this, to defecate?
In the bathroom.
I know. It's...
Animals.
But then again, that's not the fault of the bathroom. That's just, you know, you got to expect people to not really understand how to use facilities.
That's true, yeah.
An update on the computer ban. Former computer technology professor Dennis Brock is leading the charge to reintroduce computers after they were all banished from beautiful Pierce College. Professor Brock was seen on the quad last Monday, hurling tablets like frisbees at passing students. He was dragged away by security shortly after dispensing of his 1,000th tablet. Doesn't look good for Professor Brock, however, since abacuses have just gained massive popularity amongst the student body. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on whether or not you're delicious, there haven't been any Pierce Brahma sightings this week, which adds more fuel to the theory that the Brahma is scared of and or allergic to the rain. The viscera of freshmen strewn about the business building is unrelated completely. And no, that's not what that smell is.
Wait, then what is that smell?
What is that smell?
That's a good question. Maybe next week we'll cover that.
Next week... we're talking all about smells. But, in a completely unrelated note, I was able to sit down and get an interview with Tracy Savage.
Nice.
Tracy Savage is not only a professor at Pierce, but she also was, you know, one of the head reporters on the O.J. Simpson trial.
That's right, yeah.
So it's a pretty big deal that I was able to, you know, get her to talk to me.
Yeah, how'd it go?
Well, why don't I just show you?
I'm here with Tracy Savage. She is the media professor at Pierce, beautiful Pierce College. Tracy, thanks for joining me.
Daniel,
what is your favorite lunch?
What are you doing? Look, you know you can't do this. I can't be on your show. I've told you this, what, 5 times now? Please.
Well, I'm sorry, but I need this.
No. You got to go interview. I'd love to help you. I would love to help you. Go find somebody else. I can't be on your show.
Tracy, you told me that you were going to be on my show, and I was counting on it.
Daniel, I didn't tell you that. Please, come on. I'm busy here. I'm with 3 other students. You can't interrupt in the middle of working with a...
Tracy!
Well, someone call the nurse.
Please!
A well-done interview, Daniel.
I'd say it went pretty well.
Yeah, I'd say so, too.
Now it's
time for my favorite segment, personally. Community collage. Oh, boy. We all know how that went last week.
Just so you all know, you can always send us questions for Community Collage at piercednh@gmail.com. That is piercednh for Daily News Hour @gmail.com.
Our first questions come from my friend Dakota, who says, "Hey, Andy, there's this chick that I've been talking to, and I really like her and the time we spend together. So my question is, how do I go about stalking her?" Well, here's my advice to you. For one, don't call it stalking. That's such a negative connotation in today's standard.
Well, I think that was what he meant.
Okay, then...
God, you really know how to pick him, Andy.
I do. I really do. So, my biggest tip is, you know, you can never go wrong with a good pair of binoculars. You know, never. They always look nice, you know, nice and subtle.
Don't indulge him.
I'm not indulging him. I'm giving him advice. Oh, another thing is, don't go with the all-black thing. That doesn't work, especially in L.A. You want to hide in plain sight. And my last tip is, honestly, don't get noticed. Get noticed. Don't be recognized. You know, you want it to see you. That's kind of like the fun of it, the thrill. But you don't want it to recognize you, because that's when it becomes a problem. What do you think, Daniel?
I think I wouldn't have any idea about any of this because I have no experience with it. Andy, have you done this before?
Our next question says...
I got a question from Pat. It says, Danny, have you ever thought about what a genius invention bread is? I did, and I cried. I have thought about that, actually, because when I was a kid, I used to try to make sandwiches without bread. I used to just kind of like take meat or peanut butter and jelly and hold them in my palms and smack them in my face. I wasn't really sure how to eat either, so bread wouldn't have probably really helped.
How long ago was this?
This was a couple weeks ago.
Okay.
But then I discovered bread, and I've been putting my sandwich fixings on ever since, and honestly, I could never go back. Maybe once or twice a year for, like, nostalgia purposes, but yeah.
Okay. My next question comes from my friend Vlad, who says, Andy, what do you think is the best way to dismantle communist society and bring the proletariat to the forefront? Vlad, how about I respond to you with my personal email, and I'll get back to you on that.
Oh. So you're gonna give that out now?
I think so.
Because I've been trying to get your personal email from you for a while now, especially since we're doing the same show together, and it would be helpful to be able to communicate.
That's different.
Andy?
We communicate on air. This is strictly professional.
No. I should have learned that you're always going to disappoint me.
Thanks, Dad.
Yeah. So my next question comes to me from Zano. He says, can bees think, and why not? It seems like kind of a loaded question because I'm pretty sure bees can think. I set up little bee puzzles in my front yard. They're little jigsaw puzzles, except the tops of them are coated in pollen, so that when bees, you know, come down and try to pick the pollen up, they wind up getting the puzzle stuck to their foot. And then they place them down, and I've had actually a few bee puzzles get completely solved, which was pretty impressive because they were all 500 piece or above puzzles.
Okay.
It actually started because I don't know how to do jigsaw puzzles, and so I kind of put it out in the front and figured, hey, maybe bees can help. And it did.
Those bees. My next question comes from, this is a series of numbers, actually, it's not a name, but they say, I'm an Arabian prince that will give you $1 million. Your bank account is, well, you know, I kind of do need the money because textbooks are expensive nowadays. So, you know, maybe I'll get back to you with my personal email. Daniel, do you want to?
What is your bank account anyway?
Not going to say on air.
Okay. That's understandable.
Yeah.
Sorry.
That's fair.
Okay. This next one comes to me from, this is another Pat question. Where do farts go? Well, wherever you put them, I guess.
I guess, yeah. Rate all 17 celebrity deaths from stupidest to least stupid.
Rate all 2017...
All 2017 celebrity deaths from stupidest to least stupid.
Stupidest to least stupid.
Well,
that one's yours, Andy. You're taking that one.
So I'm going to have to... That's a really tough one. I'm going to have to put Adam Driver at number one for stupidest, because honestly, that was just unfortunate in every way. It's a shame that his cat had to be involved, but he should not have been playing with a flamethrower. Thanks, Elon Musk. After that, I would probably give it to Harrison Ford. We all know what happened on set of Blade Runner. And
I'm just remembering that video of Harrison Ford dying.
Wasn't it hilarious?
Yeah.
Like,
anyway, no, sorry. Go
no,
on.
No, it's okay. Like no one expected Eva Mendes to have done that to him, but I think there was tension between Ryan Gosling and Harrison Ford.
That was really a heck of a bar mitzvah.
Yeah, that really was. And we want to wrap up this segment, but I'll give it one final one. I'm going to have to give it to Zooey Deschanel. No one expected that her eyes would just swell up and explode in her face.
I did. I saw it coming. 500 Seconds of Summer, they were pulsating the entire time. She couldn't get her lids completely closed. I don't know. Everybody was talking about how it caught them off guard, but I've been monitoring her eyes like people monitor Yellowstone.
Well, as someone with big eyes, I must say I'm very frightened now.
Yeah, you should be. Okay, so I know that we have one more segment before we... Oh, my God.
Say it.
Oh, boy. Our show's wrapping up pretty soon, so you know what time it is, what it means. It's time for Andy's Joke of the Day. I'm sorry, that was a...
Really?
That was a mistake.
Really?
The buttons for that and the air horn are right next to each other.
Right, whatever.
And I... Yeah, okay, all right.
Let's just do this. All right, so, you know, growing up, my close friends, they used to call me the Batman Kid because, you know...
No, they didn't. Nobody's ever called you the Batman Kid.
Really? Again? We talked about this, Daniel. I only want like a minute of airtime.
Yeah, I know.
No, I don't. You need to hear it this time. I want a minute of airtime to tell a simple joke. That's all I ask. Can I have it?
Yes. I'm trying to give it to you, but you're taking it up complaining.
Whatever. Okay. Okay. So, you know, growing up, my friends used to call me the Batman Kid because whenever someone outside of our group ever mentioned anything Batman related, they'd all kind of dart their eyes at me and sort of grin because they all knew my parents were murdered in an alleyway. But little did they know.
Your parents aren't dead, Andy.
It's a joke, Daniel.
Yeah, I know, but it's not a very good one considering none of it is true. You have to play off reality.
Yeah, but so if I started a joke by saying a camel and a rabbi walk into a bar, you're going to assume it's going to be true?
No, I'm going to instantly assume it's going to be stupid, offensive, and unfunny, just like the rest of your jokes that you've ever told me ever. Oh, on that note, we're done. We're done with today's show. There's no more time. I can't even... God.